Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, September the 22nd, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Temet Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton VK7ZCR. On minimum and high frequency broadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS. 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. 7.14 MHz by Dale VK7DG. 14.13 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT and the UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch up the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 20th of September 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have changed your address in recent times, or if you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, westeh, that's westyh, at ozemail.com.au. Herman has been asked about sending outgoing QSL cards. This service is only available to WIA members. Details can be found on the WIA website, and the link is in the email version of the broadcast. Cards should be sorted alphabetically, that is A to Z and 1 to 9, into DXCC country order. Do not separate the country's prefixes with paper, clips, rubber bands, etc. Rubber bands should only be used to keep a large stock of cards together. Where cards are received at the outward QSL Bureau that have not been sorted by the sender into preferred DXCC country order, these cards shall take the lowest priority for sorting and delivery to the overseas bureaus. WIA members should send outgoing cards to the WIA Outwards QSL Bureau, P.O. Box 66, Boolaroo, New South Wales 2284. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA Manager VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV Nets. A busy night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, ZAB, EV, OO, TW and SVE, all sharing over 30 photos. The highlights were from the Tasmanian Fire Service, the latest remote control snorkel and a vintage Dennis 8 urban pumper. The Callington Mill at Oatlands that has a distillery attached. Unfortunately, it doesn't stock the hard-to-find Less Whiskey brand. Medical advance for whiskey drinkers. The penny farthing bicycle sculpture at Evandale. The Evandale Festival of Rail with a ride on steam traction engine and train. A machined model of Richard Trevithick's 1804 Penny Durran locomotive that predated Stevenson's rocket. A vintage motorbike. The Mount Pleasant radio telescope that gives you dish envy. The Arduino-based GPS project that was presented on the recent Reist Wednesday Experimenters Nights. Remembrance Day certificate for the TOTWOO team. A statue of a gentleman that was chainsaw carved out of a dead tree. Whisper propagation maps on various HF bands. A reminder to book for the Tassie Ham Econ. And 73 from the nude swim that celebrated the winter solstice. And a note that Ken's VK7KRJs and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Remember to use a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link repeaters and use your own photos or those that are copyright free. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovations in amateur radio. Bookings are now open. The program has been finalised with all presenters confirmed and is available on the conference website. We covered some of the other presenters this week, starting with our cyber security expert, Marcus, VK3TST, who will be taking us through the cyber security implications of our hobby. David, VK5KK, will be presenting and demonstrating the latest UU wave experimentation at the massive 241 GHz. This is the highest frequency available to advanced amateurs. Our very own Paris, VK7SYN, will be taking us on an AI and machine learning journey, including some interesting demonstration of how it can work for amateur radio operators. Next week, we'll be featuring more of our vast presenting team. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November the 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. This year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. If you are about on a Friday night, we kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reese Club Rooms on Friday night. We then dive into a fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centering on the theme of innovations in amateur radio. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. 73 from the Tassie Econ Organising Committee. Now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 5th of October 2024 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are fully open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for the NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. That number again, 0417-354-410. And so that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Late last week, NTARC was approached to see if we could assist with an equine endurance ride held at Bangor, located near Lilydale. Normally it is handled by a non-amateur group from the northwest, but due to sickness and non-availability of members, they were drastically down on person power to establish any checkpoints for safety communications and rider progress. By Friday, they had managed to recruit friends, relatives and some NTARC help. Ken, VK7KKV, put his hand up to help, and travel to Bangor on Friday to locate ride base and, more importantly, the location of the checkpoint he was establishing. Ken camped at the remote location as proceedings started at 7 a.m. Luckily, he was sleeping in a camper van as opposed to a tent, as the temperatures plummeted and wind gusts increased during the night. Ken recorded and relayed horse rider information over the busiest part of the morning. As things quietened down around lunchtime, three other NTARC members arrived to give Ken a break. Their late excuse was prior club commitments, which was actually true. They had been helping with the communication set up for the Evandale Festival of Rail. The day went smoothly and finished with a get-together of comms volunteers back at base at the end of the day. Many thanks to our members for helping out another group when volunteers were a bit scarce on the ground. Well, it's about that time of the year again, so I will hand over to Peter, VK7KPC, to tell us what time of the year it is. And Peter says, JOTA is coming to NTARC. The station at Rochelle is planned to be operational for scouts and guides from noon on Saturday the 19th of October and from 10 a.m. on the next day. Should have an HF station as well as VHF and UHF interrepeaters on Mount Arthur and Mount Duncan. Echolink and DMR should also be on air. Some Morse code activities planned as well as Skype and electronic kits. JOTI internet chat equipment will be staffed by rovers with possible help from the Venturers unit as per last year. Fox hunting should also be available. Setup planned for Friday Arvo 18th and Saturday morning. Help from any members or other local amateurs with setup or operational over the weekend would be appreciated. We have heard that Patton Park on North Coast will again be operational. More info available over the coming weeks. Please register your interest with Peter, VK7KPC, at club meetings or via phone on 0408 805086. That's 0408 805 086, or with any other committee members. Thanks, Peter, VK7KPC, the Club JOTA coordinator. From Peter's dates, that is only 1 month away, so check your calendars and see if you are available for any period of time over the 2 days. Any assistance would be very much appreciated. As always, pictures will be available on the website under blogs for this broadcast. And now upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey. Club Room Technical Night session. Your next session will be on Wednesday the 25th of September and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items or news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items put to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. Now news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST. October presentation and forum night. PCBs throughout the ages. Our October presentation night has morphed into a hybrid presentation and forum night. We will be taking people through the production, both professional and hobbyist, from the early 1980s through to the present day offshore processes. We have lined up some speakers who can take us through a chronology of processes, and then we will open it up to the audience to share their experiences with designing and making PCBs. It all happens on Wednesday, the 2nd of October 2024, from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed on the Reece YouTube channel. See you there or on the stream. And that's 73 from the Reece Committee. October Forum Night, All Things Repeaters and Beacons. Our October Forum Night is all about repeaters and beacons. The equipment, techniques, hints and tricks, configuration, radios, VoIP, GPS, CTCSS, DTMF, cell call, tall groups, and much more. We will have a few subject matter experts to kick things off, and then open it up to the attendees and streaming viewers to input into the proceedings. Come along with your stories relating to repeaters and beacons, and be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and repeater folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 9th of October 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there. 73 from the Reece Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Reece Training and Assessment Updates. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months. Standard, advanced and regulations license assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the Reece events page. The final foundation training and assessment day for 2024 will be held on Saturday the 26th of October 2024 from 9 a.m. The final standard, advanced and regulations license assessments will be held on Saturday the 30th of November 2024 from 10 a.m. For bookings, queries and questions, email reece.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, available on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. And that comes 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Wednesday Experimenters Nights. Last Wednesday we focused on analysis of the RD contest and Arduino GPS Speedo and Tassie Ham Econ. Alan, VK4SN, the contest manager, supplies analysis via the VK Log Checker website. Justin, VK7TW, took the audience through the statistics and analysis. We made 10 suggestions on how to possibly improve participation, which currently is sitting at about 25%. In 2024, 1,033 people made contacts in the contest, but only 195 people bothered to put in logs. We then moved on to the Arduino-based GPS Speedo project that Justin VK7TW is experimenting with. The links to the project resource can be found in the email edition of the broadcast. We finished off with a promo of the preliminary program for the Tassie Ham Econ promotion, space weather report and future events. This Wednesday night, people started arriving for the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner and a lot to enjoy. We will be focusing on some interesting historic APRS rigs, Morse keys and keyers, and antenna azimuth position indicators using, you guessed it, Arduinos, and much more. There will also be much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking tea and coffee, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms. We stream the nights on the Reece YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF, DVB-T7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So, if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for the VK7OTC. See you there on the stream, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net. Daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30pm AEST. Statewide SSTVNet, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30pm. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7MHz negative offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650MHz with a 600kHz negative offset, and CTCSS tone 141.3Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area, another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the evening minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WEGS Wednesday experimenters group from around 6pm in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. INTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 25th of September from 6:30pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalee. INTARC Test Net and TechNet Sessions every Wednesday night. Test Net CW course on 3.58MHz from 7pm till 7:30pm, and a TechNet on 3.567MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. INTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the INTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rochalee Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 2 metres VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 upper sideband. Now events. Reist October the 2nd, PCBs throughout the ages, hybrid presentation and forum style from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. NWTARC, October the 5th, club meeting at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston from 1:30pm. Reist, October the 9th, All Things Repeaters and Beacons Forum from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. And VK, November the 2nd and 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovations in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, INTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you 73. Stay safe and have a fantastic week.